Welcome to WHYY's Schooled Podcast, the cascading impact of Abbott Elementary. This two-part special edition podcast highlights the happenings in the Philadelphia Public Schools during 2024 and 2025. Reporting for this series was done by Amanda Fitzpatrick and Stephen Williams. I'm your host, Kenny Cooper. This is Episode 2, Arts and Library Support Explored. A 2023 episode of Abbott Elementary features Mural Arts Philadelphia, a major city organization that manages arts education programming and collaborates with schools.
Who are you again?
They're Mural Arts. Mural Arts Philadelphia.
All right. Welcome, Mural Arts, who we like and are excited for, right?
In this episode of the Schooled Podcast, we explore what a robust arts education means for kids in the Philadelphia school system, and how it enhances their academic life. We also explore the state of school libraries and library services for students. Every year, the School District of Philadelphia gathers its best musicians and vocalists, nearly 400 of them, for the All-City High School Philadelphia Music Festival. A 70-year-old tradition. And at the Hill Freeman World Academy, students run their own record label by writing, producing, and recording original music. Their work was even featured in a 2023 HBO documentary called Stand Up and Shout, Songs from a Philly High School, which was produced by John Legend.
What if I told you we could get a song written in 5-10 minutes? Hey, boom, pow,
my thoughts are running. Reporter Stephen Williams spoke with Frank Machos, the former executive director of Arts and Creative Learning at the Philadelphia School District, before he left his position in 2025. Machos said the district is committed to fostering an environment for arts and education.
We've been really fortunate post the financial situation of 2008 under Dr. Hyde and now Dr. Watlington's leadership to have superintendents and board of educations that really value having arts as part of well-rounded for students and have continued to increase the investments that we're making, increasing the number of overall arts certified arts educators across our schools.
That investment seems pretty solid. WHYY News reported that Philadelphia School District officials say they spend over $60 million a year on arts and music.
We've really held ourselves accountable to that over the last now 4 years. And as we monitor that year over year, making sure that we're continuing to make the right investments and provide the right resources to keep that growing.
Macho says Superintendent Tony Watlington's senior strategic plan for the district makes it clear that arts is an integral part of a well-rounded education. The plan cites research that shows that arts education fosters a sense of belonging, a sense of community, along with social and emotional well-being, all values the school district says it stands behind. It also provides technical development for those students who seek to pursue arts as a career. Catherine Epps leads the fund for the School District of Philadelphia as president and CEO and weighs in.
The fund for the School District of Philadelphia has historically invested in several music and arts education initiatives at the school district. They range in scope and size, but all of our investments have been linked to a priority that the district has communicated to us. And so the district will let us know that there's a need in a particular school or there's a need in a particular subject matter area, and we will work with our funding partners to match their desire to fund arts music education with the specific needs that the district has outlined for us.
One of the most transformative programs the district is supporting, Epps says, is a program called Mic'd Up, which stands for Music Industry Classrooms, which pairs high schoolers with industry professionals for an entire school year. The students perform across the city and get paid an industry rate. Besides giving them creative exposure, the program's goal is to turn students into young entrepreneurs.
And so it's a really innovative program that we're happy to support. And, you know, it allows students to learn both the creative side of the business, but also the business side. And so it's something that we're really excited to continue to do and to grow so that more students have access to it.
District officials say they are continually striving to expand, diversify, and reimagine creative offerings in schools. There are institutions like the High School for Creative and Performing Arts, which have historically and successfully focused on fine arts. Other schools like Franklin Learning Center, Overbrook High, and Strawberry Mansion High have pivoted to contemporary rock, R&B, and hip-hop ensembles to boost interest. But the road to create access to the creative arts is ongoing. Students protested in March 2023 over budget cuts and arts access in public schools. District officials said scheduling decisions that limited student access to arts classes drove the challenges, and not budget cuts or staff reductions. After feedback from teachers and families, schedules were revised to restore access. Roseanne Liu is a visiting assistant professor at Swarthmore College and the mother of two children in the city's public schools. Liu has also authored a book about inadequate public school funding in Pennsylvania.
For music and art to happen, you need sufficient funding. In order to have these programs, you need a qualified teacher, you need materials. And so if we think about even something like a musical performance, you need money for teachers to direct the musical, you need money for props, you need money for sound system, you need money for costumes, and you need money for set design, and you need money for the playbill. And you know, and this is not in my role as a researcher, but more as a parent, a public school parent, and someone who served as the treasurer of my kid's school. All of that costs a lot of money, and I would see how much money that costs. And my kids are very privileged that they attend one of the more well-funded Philadelphia public schools. But I think even then, the choice was between an art teacher or a language teacher, because we couldn't have both.
Now let's turn our attention to another essential experience of a school education: well-stocked libraries stacked with books of every genre and staffed with qualified, passionate librarians.
So the librarian program is going well, right?
It's great. Ms. Inez has been setting aside books that align with my class's curriculum. I mean, I've never seen a kid so excited about reading.
Nah, I knew this was a good idea. It's like a librarian for the library, duh. You
exactly.
Know?
A 2023 national study by Antioch University Seattle cites libraries with certified librarians lead to higher achievement and graduation rates, especially for children from underserved communities. Just as depicted in an episode of Abbott Elementary, most Philadelphia schools struggle with library staffing.
This is a pilot program to bring librarians into schools, and we're starting with Abbott. I got the idea to bring in local grad students in library sciences. They get to check off their experience requirements, and we get a real librarian. Everybody wins, especially me, which this isn't about.
Abbott's the perfect school for this trial, with its many distinguished teachers and its zero librarians.
Yes. So I'd like to introduce you all to the very cool Miss Rosalind Inez, your new librarian.
At the time of WHYY News' reporting in the summer of 2024, just four of the district's 218 schools, Central High School, James R. Lowell Elementary School, Penn Alexander Middle School, in South Philadelphia High School, have full-time certified librarians. Monique Braxton, a school district spokesperson, said 26 teachers in the district are certified librarians. Deborah Grill is a former librarian and teacher who was employed in the Philadelphia School District for more than 30 years. Eventually, Grill's position was cut, like many others in the face of budget woes.
At the highest point, the district had 176 librarians, and that was like in the 1990s. And then they just started cutting them. I mean, not restoring them if someone left, not restoring them. Cutting positions. My position was cut.
Grill is a member of the nonprofit group Philadelphia Alliance to Restore School Librarians, known as PARSL. In the last several years, the organization has fought for more libraries and librarians in the Philadelphia School District and across the Commonwealth. A group of dedicated PARSL volunteers are already staffing libraries in a few schools, said Jenny Lohman, PARSL founder and former executive director of West Philadelphia Alliance for Children. The Alliance focuses on helping out with librarian services in West Philadelphia schools. And while filling the staffing gap, PARSL is also pushing for a change in state law to require every public school to have a library and a certified librarian. During the summer of 2024, the Philadelphia School District received some encouraging news about librarians. The district was awarded $149,000 in federal and private money to partner with PARSL and build a strategic plan to restore libraries in the district while creating a pipeline for new librarians. The Urban School Library Restoration Project will be funded by the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services and the Laura Bush 21st Century Librarian Program. It will be used as a nationwide model. Through the grant, PARSL and the district will have the opportunity to examine the impact of school districts in Boston, New York, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, and Washington, D.C. that have added librarians. Meanwhile, what's happening in Philly schools in terms of the shortage of librarians and library services is reflective of a broader national trend. Between 2015 and 2019, there was a 20% decrease in the number of librarians in U.S. public schools, according to the Antioch study. The same study revealed that about 30% of schools nationwide have no certified librarians, and that in the 2021 school year, about 3 million students in U.S. public school districts with a majority of students of color lacked access to a single librarian. The issue is further complicated because of a broader cultural war in the current times over books on subjects such as African American history, sex education, and LGBTQ issues. Across the country, librarians have increasingly come under attack from conservative groups, even as their numbers continue to decline. In some cases, librarians have faced threats of arrest and even violence. Few have been ostracized in their communities, and others have either quit their jobs or have been fired. In 2023, Pennsylvania ranked 6th in the nation for book bans, with 27 titles restricted, according to PenAmerica, a nonprofit that advocates for free expression. Against that backdrop, the role of school librarians becomes even more critical. We again hear from Grill, the longtime Philadelphia public school librarian and teacher.
You have to read to get better at reading.
Right.
And you have to have books that you enjoy, a wide selection of books on all different levels, so that children can find the book that they want and a book that they'll enjoy reading.
In Abbott Elementary's third season, Quinta Brunson's character introduced a librarian to the school. This episode shined a light on the real-world issues facing librarians amid tightened budgets. Art imitates life. Abbott Elementary raises awareness of the real-life issues facing urban American school districts, just like the School District of Philadelphia. This is WHYY's Schooled Podcast. The cascading impact of Abbott Elementary is a production of WHYY News. I'm your host, Kenny Cooper. Our executive producer is Sarah Glover, WHYY's VP of News and Civic Dialogue. Reporting and scripting are by Amanda Fitzpatrick and Stephen Williams. Editing by Jamila Bay, Madhu Bora, Sarah Glover, and John Massoni. Audio production and mixing is by Alan Tu. Abbott Elementary clips are courtesy of ABC. Funding for this podcast has been provided by the William Penn Foundation and supported by WHYY. Please rate and review this content wherever you get your podcasts and share on social media. Visit WHYY.org for more education news. Thank you for listening.